Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And again, if you are just waking up, starting your day, hopefully in a positive way, you've turned into the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. And gosh, John's got that flu bug that's going around, so he's not here. And in fact, we've got a thing of Lysol right here, wiping down everything. I tell you, there's like it feels like an epidemic going around. So I hope that you wash your hands. I hope that you, really just, I'm a hugger, but right now I'm kind of, not doing all that so that we can try to stay healthy. I've got my grandsons that are going to be I'm going to be babysitting this next week, and then I've got another granddaughter on the way. So I want to make sure I'm staying well, healthy, and I hope that all of you are too. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call us with your ideas, call us really to talk about our guests, and also calls to win. And so we've always got great things going on, and we want to keep you hooked up and to be a part of all the things that are happening out here. And again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. We do have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and there's downloads to all of our guests and their books and everything that you want to know about them. And all the events. And if you have a business, and I would love to, if you have a business and you want to get on our show and be a part of what we're doing and have us spread the word and give you a platform to pretty much just tell your story, we would love that. Please call us. We would love to hear from you. And that number again is 805-419-0008. Our first guest today is Renee King Sonnen, and we're going to be talking about reasons she went from being a farm worker to a passionate animal rights activist. And then we're going to be talking with Anthony Davenport and his book, Score, Your Score. I learned that really early on, that your score is kind of like your number that you need to take through life. And so there's going to be some insider secrets to understanding, controlling, and protecting your credit score. And then lastly, we'll talk with Rick Morrow, and we're going to be talking about the power of sports. And it's really interesting. It's kind of, it's very similar to my show of telling people their story, but all of these amazing sports and athletes that are making a difference in our world. And so I want to share that with you. Tom, how are you doing? Are you healthy?
No problems. Okay. Zero issues with the flu or anything else.
Good, good, good. Colleen and the kids and everybody good?
Everybody's fine.
There you go. My husband's sick at home, but we're getting him better. So anyways, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some fantastic giveaways, Kim. LA Zoo admission tickets to the zoo and botanical gardens. That's incredible. The Los Angeles Zoo is waiting for you. VIP meal certificate. How about the hometown buffet? This is a meal for two. Lure Fish House, one of our favorites. They have many locations. Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, also Santa Barbara. Pete's Breakfast House, serving the best breakfast dishes in town. You can find them at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. And finally, more food. Why not Rubio's? The original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients for years, located in Ventura.
There you go. And I do have a couple mentions. Let's see, Sunday, January 21st, you can stop by any time between 1:30 and 4, and they're going to be doing a first responder lunch, and that's Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County, and it's their way of saying that we really appreciate all of them as the bigs and littles way of saying thank you. And, of course, that's over at Vagabond Coffee Shop, and that's 760 East Thompson. And if you need any information or you want to find out more about it, you can go to DSalvaggio at bbsvc.org or call 805-484-2282. Also, this next Friday coming up is the Poinsettia Awards luncheon, and of course that's January 19th and 11:30 to 2, and of course that's over at the Ventura Beach Marriott. And if you have never been there, chamber members are 45 and non-members are 55, but it's a great place to really learn about all the businesses that are making a difference in our community, and we'd love to share that with you. And the last thing is the Thomas Fire Benefit Festival that's coming up, and 100% of the proceeds will benefit the victims of the Thomas fires. And that is February 3rd at the Plaza Park in downtown. Huge thing happening there. They're going to wine and dine with a local and Michelin starred chefs. Also, VIP guests have access to the unlimited sampling of wine and craft beer as well. To me, it's just like another win-win, you know? I mean, when you do those kind of things, it helps everybody at the same time. Please, for more information, go on to www.thomasfirebenefit.com, and we'd love to get all of you out there. So definitely, it's going to be a really great, great day and a great way to give back. So we'd love to share that with you. There's going to be some amazing guests there. 3-time Golden Globe and Academy Award winner, director, musician Kevin Costner and his band will be there. And then Olivia Newton-John, and then Colby Calais. That's right. Colby Calais will be there. So great, great people. And I definitely would love to have you guys be a part of that. So and also Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, known as Go Daddy Go. So will be there. So anyways, we would love to share that with you. Tom, let me see. What are we going to start off with, the giveaways? And let's give some
lots of great giveaways. Which one are you going to pick
first? There you go. How about, actually, let's give away a gift certificate for two, and that's Hometown Buffet. I'm telling you, it's hometown cooking. And if you want to come and share, there's one right here in Oxnard and Santa Maria and, of course, down in the Valley. So we'd love to share that with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Renee King Sonnen. And are you there, Renee? Welcome to our show, and thank you so much for joining us. Renee?
Here?
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, talk to us. Tell us who you are and why you're here.
Well, who am I? And I'm a former beef cattle ranch rancher's wife. I'm here because you got.
I can't hear you. Are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. 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 And so talk to us about a little bit about your passions.
Are you hearing me now?
It's a bad connection. Yeah.
I can't imagine that we're on our landline.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, there we go. Let's work through this. Okay. So talk to us, kind of give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I'm a former, you know, beef cattle ranch. We be a traditional cattle ranch, just like most ranches that you see on the, you know, Texas landscape. Mm-hmm. And I went vegan as a result of falling in love with the cows out here. And one thing led to the other. I ended up buying my husband's cows on crowdfunding. And I turned this place into a 501c3 nonprofit and bought his cows and donated them to the sanctuary.
Wow, what a story. So let me ask you, there's a couple stories there. One, so he was using them for meat in the beginning?
Yeah, well, we were.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And what changed that for you? What was that changing moment?
Well, the moment that it all changed for me was when, it wasn't one moment per se, a combination of many intimate moments. My husband wanted me to get more involved in the ranching business because I really didn't care about ranching when we remarried. In 2009, I moved here. 2010, we remarried. I really wasn't in the mood for doing anything remotely. I have into my yoga, meditation. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. And, you know, I really didn't want to move out here to the dirt and the cows and the mud and all that. So I wanted him to, you know, move to the town, to the city, but he won and I moved out here. And I didn't want to help him with the ranch, but he decided he'd get me more involved. He told me about these baby calves that needed a mama and pulled on my heartstrings to go look at these calves. This rowdy girl. Girl was just a beautiful little bouncing calf. She needed my attention. I go out there and feed her, and she just come running to me. And so I started falling in love with cows because of Brownie Girl. I started watching the other cows with their moms and their babies and their families when I would bottle feed Brownie Girl. And as a result of that, shown a life of the cows, if you will, that I'd never known before. Hmm. I'd never even given them a moment's notice. I'm from Texas, and they were just always there. And I am, you know, individual mamas, had babies, had daddies, had cousins, had babysitters, and I began to fall in love with these different cows. I started naming them, and my husband was like, Renee, you got to stop naming them cows. I was like, well, you have a name. I have a name. And so I started naming them. And so, you know, one thing led to the other, and I just became more and more attached to the cows.
So how did you form a 501c? You know, how did you do that? What is that about?
Well, I just, anybody can form a 501c3 nonprofit. I work in the government, and you can get a nonprofit. I'm not sure exactly what you are asking me. So,
well, what do you do? I mean, what do you do for them? I mean, what, you know, usually it's a foundation, correct?
Three nonprofit. We take care of these animals till the day they die. We feed them. We shelter them. We give them vet care. We take care of their every need until the day they die. We rescue animals down for some of the animals. We just recently rescued Betty and Veronica, two cows that were destined to slaughter from Paola, Kansas. Some activists with the Kansas Animal Save, Kansas City Animal Save, worked with us and with and here on transport truck.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. Do you think that other cattle ranchers think of their animals like the way you do?
Well, I think of them as a vegan would think of them. Probably not. Before I was vegan and before my husband was vegan, you know, we are just like most other cattle ranchers in the country, and we eat them too. We say we love animals and we kill them too.
Right. So.
Probably like most Americans, animals, and we live in a very, very split consciousness in our relationship to animals. We love animals while we eat them, while we kill them for hunting, while we wear them on our backs, on our shoes, on our while we sit on them in the name of leather. We are. Animals. We love some and eat others. So,
right.
So do they look at them? Do they think of them the same as we do? After I went vegan, I saw everything different. I was appalled at the way I had been programmed to see animals my whole life, the way most people are programmed to see them, frankly.
Right, right. And so how long have you been vegan?
Since October 31st, 2014.
Okay. Okay. And so do other cattle, I mean, who sends you their animals when, you know, is it people that aren't on working farms or how do you, where do you get your cattle or your animals?
Well, there's not a shortage of animals that need rescuing. We don't have to do anything. The phone rings. Just got a call, you know, I've gotten probably two or three calls today. There's two roosters that need homes. There's pigs that need homes. There's cows that need homes.
And so who takes care of all these animals?
We have a full-time animal caretaker on staff. We have a part-time animal caretaker that comes on the weekends. We have volunteers. My husband and I are here 24/7. I have an assistant that works with me in the office that used to be a full-time animal caretaker. So we take care of the animals.
Wow. And so I want to just say to anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to say that you are, one, we're talking with Renee King Sonnen, and we're also talking about a life change here. I mean, so that's a hard thing to do, to change your life to that extreme. Do you agree?
Oh, it was very hard. It was it took me 6 years to turn the curve to where I told my husband, if you take that trailer up the road one more time and sell these animals, I'll follow them to the sale barn. I'll buy them all back with your credit card. You can pick me up at the jail. I mean, it took me 6 years to basically lose the mind that I'd been conditioned to believe, you know, just like most people, that, you know, animals are property,
right,
to be used. And when I finally took that turn, I was there was no turning back for me. And so it's, you know, if you take a little child and you put a little baby chicken in its hand and a peach in the other, the little baby is not going to start chowing down on a little baby chicken.
Right.
It will eat that juicy peach. It will not want to play with a little chicken. And so we are taught to eat animals. It is not normal. It is conditioned. We're a conditioned entity around us, starting with our families.
Right.
Eat animals.
Well, we're learned with whatever we're taught what our family was learned. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you changed that. Well, so I thank you for what you're doing, and how can my listeners find out more about what you do and get more in touch with you?
Well, our website, rowdygirlsanctuary.org, that's rowdygirlsanctuary.org, will be on Animal Planet February 3rd, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on a program called Vet Life, so your listeners can tune in all over the country on Animal Planet February 3rd.
Okay.
Currently, our story's trending on the dodo, so you can see part of our story there. Our story's gone viral all over the country and many parts of the world.
Why do you think so?
Well, it's not normal for a rancher, you know, ranches to go vegan and to save the animals and rescue the ones they used to slaughter. It's absolutely not normal. And so we are, and we're your typical everyday Texans, you know, we are developing a program called Rancher Advocacy Program because ranches... Because we're like kind of like the one that's kind of shining out there on the end of a stick that says, look at me, we did this. Other ranches are calling us, are messaging us, and wanting to know, you know, hey, what's up? You know, they don't want anybody to know they're contacting us, but they want to know how we did this. And what if they wanted to change, what could they do to change?
Hmm.
So we are creating a program, Rancher Advocacy. A couple of entities creating a coalition where we can also help other ranches all over the country make the change.
Interesting. Renee, I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Will you please share our show with everyone?
I sure will, Kim. Thank you so much for having us. Sorry we had an issue with
telephone. That's all right. All right. We'll talk to you soon. I look forward to watching you grow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Anthony Davenport, and of course, it's all about your score, your credit score, and we've got some great things that we're going to be talking about, so definitely stay with us. I'd love to get some Pete's Breakfast House out there, and if you haven't already eaten breakfast, there you go. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show, Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at rubicontheater.org. Or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900. Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have any questions, please call in our next guest, Anthony Davenport. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Good morning, Kim.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I am outstanding.
Very good. Very good. So talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, your score. What's your score?
So, my score is actually pretty good.
Okay.
But, so what I do for a living is I help people build, fix, and protect their credit.
Okay.
So our typical client, just over half of them, are professional athletes and entertainers because they're messy people. They need lots of help.
Okay.
The other half are just ordinary folks. We have offices in New York, in L.A., and London. So we We help people on three different coasts better manage their credit and get a grasp on this strange thing that no one knows anything about.
Okay. Well, you know what's interesting? You say nobody knows anything about. And yet I was taught this like a very, very young age, you know, that you pay your bills or, you know, I even say it to my children, instead of like going out or getting a Starbucks, you make sure your bills are all paid on time. You know, so many people don't take that seriously. And then they wonder why they can't buy a home or buy the, you know what I mean? And there's kind of a twofold on that because, you know, there's a lot of forgiveness after a couple of years of a bankruptcy or a couple of years of bad credit. So I'm kind of, you know, that's what I've always taught. That's what I've always done. But at the same time, how do you, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the responsible person always is responsible and the other one gets more chances, right?
Well, you know, what's funny is that a lot of people that come to me are responsible people who pay their bills on time.
Mm-hmm.
And the little known fact in the whole industry is that only 35% of your FICO score has anything to do with whether you pay your bills on time.
Oh, so that's a whole, okay. So,
right.
Okay.
So the other 65% has nothing to do with whether you pay your bills on time.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why this is such a complex thing. And we really break it down in the book to explain, hey, this, you know, you may have gone through some life, you may have some late payments, and yes, we'll tell you how to help address those, but the other 65% is very much within your control, and you can manage that in order to get the loan at the best rates or have the most options, in some cases, even if you have those blemishes still there.
Okay, so let's start off with what exactly goes into our credit score.
So the second biggest chunk beyond paying your bills on time,
right,
are whether you have balances on your credit cards and department store cards.
Okay, so you're talking about the, what is it called, rotating or revolving?
Revolving, yeah, revolving balances, right?
Right.
And here's where it gets tricky, because I have a lot of clients that they not only pay their bills on time, but they pay them every month in full.
Right. Is that
now,
not good?
Well, no, that is good.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Great.
Okay.
But the problem is you got to remember that the credit bureaus aren't getting updated balances on your credit cards on a daily basis.
Hmm.
They're typically getting it every 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
So, you know, for example, I spend a lot of my time out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And this time of the year in New York, it is bitterly cold.
Right.
It's not nice to be here. So when I want to go out to L.A. for a week at a time, during this time of the year, I have to buy my wife something nice. You know?
Smart lady.
So if I were to go to like a Macy's or a department store or something like that, and, you know, that they have small limits, it's like $500 limit, and I were to, you know, use $400 of it, I'm going to pay it off as soon as I get back. But if they happen to report the balance in between when I've charged the account and when they report it, my credit score takes a beating. And we cover a lot of those types of unknown secrets in this book, because most people just assume I pay my bills on time, I pay them off in full each month. My credit score and profile must be everything that a lender wants, and that's not true. And they're penalizing you by charging you higher interest rates based upon your FICO score.
Mm, okay. Okay. So where do you buy it, or what do you do?
Where do you buy the book?
No. You're saying if you don't, so you don't go into Macy's, right?
How
do you do that?
So here's what I'd recommend. Department store cards, I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay.
I don't think they usually give you that big of benefits. Just use a regular credit card.
Okay.
And if you're going to make a major purchase, I would say 60 days before you're going to apply for that loan, you should zero out your credit card balances so that there's nothing there, and keep them at zero or as low as you can get them until after you close on the loan. And that can make a profound difference with the interest rate that you get. And on something as big as a mortgage, for example, the difference between having a little bit of credit card debt and having none mm-hmm. could be a couple hundred dollars extra per month, especially mm-hmm. in high-cost areas. Okay. It's through the roof.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying is clear. Okay, so should you not have a Macy's card? Should you not have a JCPenney's card or any of those Nordstrom's? You're saying don't have those? Or you can have those, but have zero balances on them? Use your Master or your American Express instead?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them for multitude of reasons, in part because people charge on them. They forget that they have balances, and then they maybe miss the payment when it's due. Also, the interest rates are very high on those cards. Mm-hmm. They always are. And if you're not getting much in the way of benefits, use your regular go-to credit cards.
Mm.
And don't apply for that department store card because they're giving you 10% off, you know, those chinos that you really want that day. Like, that's not a good economic decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really a big fan of that. I'd say just use a regular credit card.
But
and
now,
make sure that
what happens if you close those accounts? Does that go against you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
If you already have those accounts,
mm-hmm.
you should keep them open because okay. you want to think of your creditors as like friends that can vouch for you.
Okay.
And if you had a friend that's, you know, you've known for 5 or 6 years,
mm-hmm.
that carries some weight about who you are as a person.
Right.
And if you have one that you've only opened 6 months ago, what they say doesn't really weigh in as much. So you don't necessarily want to close those accounts that have a real nice, healthy history that's been a while.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Okay. So how do you build credit? And if for some reason that somebody doesn't either have any or no banks will even talk to them?
Yeah. So it's kind of a catch-22. And it's a reason why we work with a lot of brand new athletes and a lot of entertainers that are just emerging in the business, is that if you don't have any credit, it's worse than having bad credit.
Okay.
And banks don't like to lend to people that don't have it. So, you know, I had to mention this in the book, but there's a chapter on, you know, what to do if you're new to the country or if your kids are about to enter college. How do you teach them to build credit responsibly and use it and make sure that their credit is perfect and, you know, good to go to get them started in life? And one of the powerful things that you can do as a parent for one of these kids is to add them to one of your credit cards as what's called an authorized user.
Okay.
They don't even need to get the card. You don't have to hand them the card. They don't have to use the card. But in some instances, and we put this on my website, anthonymdavenport.com, we have a resource section where we talk about the most recent credit cards that do show the history for someone like a parent, a relative, a loved one, it could be a friend, where they add you to the account, and then it will show the benefits of the history as long as they've had the account.
You know what? We did that with my son, and that did help him. Now, what about doing transfers? You know how you get all these cards that they say you can transfer all your debt over to one card, and you won't have any interest for 2 years or that kind of stuff. How do those work?
Yeah, we talk about it. It's called the care and feeding of credit cards,
mm-hmm.
and it's because credit card debt is at its highest level ever. So a lot of people are really dealing with how to juggle all these different accounts. And one of the tools that I mentioned is that, you know, you should map out in a spreadsheet all of your different credit cards, all of the current interest rates, which most people don't know what their interest rate is. They got to, you know, call up the company or log in and take a look at it, figure out what the balance transfer rate is. And, you know, a real key point is you're most attractive to creditors when they don't have you yet. So you can say, okay, these are my current interest rates. What other offers are out there? And then utilize something like a balance transfer, like you mentioned, where often they'll give you like 0% for a period of time. And that can give you time to really make gains towards the principal balance of that and pay off your debt faster.
Right. Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, hope that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Anthony Davenport. We're talking about your new book, right? When is it just going out?
Yeah, it came out 2 days ago.
Very good. Congratulations. Your Score and Insider Secrets to Understanding and Controlling and Protecting Your Credit Score. So we'd love to, share this book with everybody. And, of course, where do we get your book, Anthony?
So it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the small retail independent shops as well. There is an excerpt that people can read for free. Oprah Magazine just put that up on how to recover from identity theft. If it's too late, if you didn't pay attention to the advice in the book and you've already suffered from identity theft, you can go get some tips there.
Okay, cool. Will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to kind of get a little bit deeper into this.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening again to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some tickets to the LA Zoo and the Botanical Gardens. We've got those. It's really just an hour away from where we are right now, so we'd love to share those. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I know I haven't talked about this yet, and I just want to say that my heart goes out to all of the people, again, that was affected by the Montecito, flooding and the people that are still trying to get through the Thomas Fire. For anybody that's just, a part of that, we just want you to know that we are totally thinking of you, and we pray that you get some relief and some help and that your families are safe, and our heart hurts for all of you. So I just wanted to mention that. We're talking with Anthony Davenport, and we're talking about your score. And I thank you so much for joining us here. You know, there's a question I have. If you make good money and you pay your bills on time, then why are some of our credit scores so bad?
It's because of the other 65% of what makes up your FICO score. So sometimes it's your credit card balances, as I mentioned, they only update those every 30 to 45 days. So that's a part of it. Length of your overall credit history has a pretty heavy weight too. So they want to see that you have mostly older accounts that have been open a long time versus some newer ones. They also want to see a variety of credit. Mm. They don't want to see just mortgages. They don't want to see just credit cards. They want to see installment loans like a student loan or a car payment. So they like to see that you have a variety of these different types, and then they want to see that you're not applying for too much credit in a short time period.
Okay.
So that's all of what kind of goes into the overall score. And then beyond that, you know, you have to have a good profile. Like, you know, a good healthy profile makes a big difference too.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, here's a question, you know, so I did this. I have very good credit. I'm very, you know, on top of it, I think. But although I think you need to change the revolving balances, correct? So that it's not revolving, you just pay it off and that's where it ends. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at all of our accounts and make sure instead of closing them out, just make sure they're not revolving.
Right. You pay them off.
Okay. Okay. But I did, one of my children, had a little more extended than they were supposed to. And so I thought, you know what? They always offer me this, you know, take all your debt and pay it off, you know, somebody's debt. So I did that for one of my kids. Little did I know that they said we can't use that credit card anymore until, or we'd be charged on any of our, new purchases. Are you familiar with that?
No, so they told you that you
and they did not tell us that when the very beginning, where we would, it was one of our main credit cards, so I would never have done that, but they didn't tell you that. So it's a really big thing to ask. And so it was a 2-year, no interest, I think it was zero interest, and you had to pay, you know, the minimum, and then at the end just, you know, obviously have it all paid off. But we weren't.
Yeah, well, you know, credit card companies, well, what can I say about them? There's only two institutions that can loan you money and then change the terms at will. One are credit card companies, and the other is the mafia.
Yeah.
So you got to realize who you're doing business with.
You know? Okay. Okay, great. And now here's a question. You know, if somebody has overextended themselves, and, you know, teenagers, young people, maybe somebody going through a divorce, maybe, you know, any of those, and they're trying to get their life back on track, and they go to all these credit card companies, and they offer them, I want to get caught up. Are they going to take money off? How does that work?
It's rare. Like, if you say that you have debt with credit card companies and you can't pay them,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to want to talk to you until you're past due.
Mm-hmm.
By more than 30 days,
okay.
Which means it's dinging your credit, which that alone will give you fewer options.
Right.
And then, you know, I provide a few tips in the book about how to deal with it if you just have gotten to the point where you can't handle it. And one of the key things I want to mention is that you want to avoid consumer credit counseling, debt consolidation sort of companies, because they will trash your credit and they usually don't save you that much money. So it's not as good of an option if you can work out something through another means, whether it's borrowing from a 401k or getting one of those peer-to-peer lenders. That's a growing platform. Like,
what's
SoFi.
That, peer-to-peer lenders?
So peer-to-peer lenders is, instead of going to a big bank and saying, give me a loan,
right?
You can go to a company like SoFi, does a lot of advertising.
Hmm.
And what they do is they will say, hey, we'll let you consolidate your debt at a much lower rate than the credit card that you're currently paying on. But they want you to pay it off in time, and it shows up as an installment loan versus a revolving credit card. The end result is you may have the same amount of debt as before, but it's not impacting your FICO score in the same way. So your
wow.
FICO score goes up, and you're saving money. It's a double win if you can qualify for those. You just may have to kind of massage your credit to get it
to the point where you qualify
for good rates like that.
Anthony, I thank you so much for being a guest here. I just have to ask you, what does that perfect credit profile look like? What's that score?
So you want to have between 5 and 7 trade lines,
mm-hmm.
which are accounts that report to the credit bureaus.
Uh-huh.
You want to have a variety of different types. So
mm-hmm.
you want to have like a mortgage, a car loan, a couple credit cards to compile that. You
mm-hmm.
want to keep your balances low. And then, as you know, I put in the biggest chapter in the book is about protecting your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Forget credit monitoring. That's worthless. once you've got this perfect credit profile, you really want to lock it down. You want to implement that security freeze with each of the three bureaus to protect it.
Perfect. All right. I look forward to talking with you again. You've given us some really good things to work with, and I thank you. And, of course, Anthony's book is Your Score, and you can get it almost anywhere, right?
Yeah.
You got it. All right. Please share our show with everyone, and I thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thanks so much, Kim.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Rick Morrow, and we're going to be talking about the power of sports. Very interesting. And I look forward to having you right back. Stay with us.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And today, I'm really excited. I love sports, and I love what this man is doing. And we're going to be talking about the power of sports. And, of course, that is his TV show. I love when you put it as the sports professor. And, of course, we're talking about Rick Haro. And I'd love to have him join us here on the show, on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Rick, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
You may like the title of my show. I like the title of your show. The Brighter Side of Life is what we all ought to aspire to, right?
There you go, you know. And it's funny, people always go, oh, we need more of that. And you know, it's interesting because life happens to all of us. You know, it's not just a bowl of cherries. Sometimes you get the pits, right? And how do you walk through those? How do you get through those? That's what our show is all about. And so I'm excited to hear all of your good news and inspiring stories on your TV show. So tell us a little bit about the importance of sports in today's culture.
Well, it's a $1 trillion business, and I teach a sports law class at Harvard and have been on the business side of sports with facilities and franchises and all of that for too many years to count. And about 8% of all of those expenditures were philanthropy and culture and charity and foundations. And now, that was 2 years ago. Today, it's about 12%. And people understand the doing great by doing good, and not just money-making for teams and leagues and athletes, but it's also really important as it gets down to police athletic leagues and kids and graduation rates and stay in school and a whole host of other programs. Charles Barkley says that athletes are not role models. He couldn't be more wrong, and this show attempts to show that.
Oh, I love that. We are so in line with each other then. Okay, very cool. You know what it is you have all of our listeners and all of your fans that are watching these amazing, influenced sports people. And are they doing the right thing? Are they living their life? You know what I mean? They are a fishbowl in our world. And so can you share some of those stories that reflect the positive influence of sports?
Well, the fishbowl is really important in a number of contexts. You know, if you want to learn about the business of sports, which, by the way, dominates the headlines even more than the X's and O's these days, this is a very important part of it. So Chris Long of the Eagles giving up his entire year's salary to his alma mater, University of Virginia, after Charlottesville, and J.J. Yep. Watt raising $20 million for Hurricane Harvey relief.
Yes, Dan Towers, just giving me chills talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Towers, our CEO and president of Group 1001, who sponsors the show, committed $1.5 million on a matching basis to Oklahoma City for fields and futures. Graduation rates rose. Kids stayed in school longer. And we wanted to tell the story nationwide. So the show is a monthly news magazine that focuses on 30 minutes of each community we look at. We looked at South Florida and then Indy and then Houston, Hurricane Harvey, and New Orleans is this month, 10 years after Katrina, Nashville, Minneapolis, what the Super Bowl will do next year. We'll come to Southern California very soon, and this is on Fox Sports West and Prime and all of the regional affiliates of Fox, but it also streams and is on our website too, so everybody can see it.
Right. When is it on?
Well, it's 150 airings a month on the 30-minute show. If you want to see mm-hmm. what your local listings are, you look at DirecTV or Dish, or Prime, Fox Sports West, or any of the other regional affiliates. It's also at Rick Haro and harosportsventures.com, our website, Haro Sports, as well as Power of Sports TV. You can stream it if you're internet inclined. So you can find it anywhere.
Right, that's like our show. Yeah, we love that you can reach it from anywhere. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Rick Haro. Power of course, this is, and of course, you can reach it on every station and every network. That's what it's all about. I see that you also served as a consultant on the NFL, NASCAR, PGA Tour, Major League Soccer. Wow, you had your hands in a little bit of everything.
Well, still involved in a lot of that too, but the NFL stadium situation in Inglewood and all of the stadium building around the United States and what it means to develop youth facilities as well, Pop Warner, et cetera. So getting access to the top leaders at all of these sports also provides a unique opportunity to get them to talk a bit about now what is the passion, which is the charitable piece and doing good. It helps teams, it helps leagues, it helps fans, players, athletes, kids, the whole lot.
Right. Have you always been into that, giving back as a kid? I mean, do you have a story behind you of why you, really kind of moved forward to get involved with this show and host it?
Well, getting into sports business, my dad died at an early age, raised a lot of money for Melanoma mm-hmm. Foundation. That's what took him. And one of the ways into, let's say, emotional recovery was to follow the Miami Dolphins as a young kid and to help build sports facilities in my hometown in Miami. And the bottom wow. line of all of that was that we had a process that was able to take advantage of that. And then after taking advantage of that, there would be a situation where you could be able to build and develop significant social benefits out of all of that as well. And it also helped me, and it should help everybody else using sports as emotional, physical, spiritual as well.
I love that a lot. You know, it's interesting. I've got four children. One of my sons, my oldest son, has been racing go-karts and wanted to be a NASCAR driver since he's four. Well, my husband ordered a car at 2.5, but he actually started driving it at 4. And became, number one in the nation. And, it no longer really was about talent. It was about money. And we took him as far as we could. And so now he just coaches kids because he's like, I'm going to figure out a way to pay for my own drive, Is that where people start? It has to be their own drive, their own feeling of giving back and taking it to that next step. Is that kind of the story that you hear from young athletes?
Yeah, it's about passion, and it's about giving passionate kids the means to succeed. So when we cover Scott Hamilton and his Learn to Skate program, he lives in Nashville, and he's very charitable, and he works with the Nashville Predators, and they have a Learn to Skate program all over the country. And then you have that plus the field development program we showcase in Oklahoma City, the Ripken baseball that Cal did as a tribute to his dad in South Florida. All of it is the same. It's for kids who want to develop their own calling and then provide the means to do it.
Wow, I love that. Now, who funds this Feel Good show?
Group 1001, Dan Towers is the guy who does this, a good friend He runs the newly branded insurance conglomerate. And again, he staked the fields and futures in Oklahoma City. He staked the deal in Indianapolis, the golf tournament, the training of girls and women in STEM. And he also stakes and sponsors the show Group 1001. It's the Power of Sports presented by Group 1001.
Very cool. Very cool. And now I see you were the author of When the Game is on the Line and Behind the Scoreboard. Briefly, what would we find?
When the Game is on the Line is all about deal making and the deals we put together in South Florida for the various sports franchises and working with the NFL all over the country to put business deals together, plus kind of business tips on how to do these deals. Beyond the Scoreboard is a little bit of the inside story of sports business and sports law for people that want to know a little bit more about it. So two different approaches to the business, and they're both available, you know, in the normal places.
Right, right. I'd love to have you back on and talk about your books. If you could send those to me, that would be amazing. You know, I'm really into the sports. Obviously, I traveled around with my son, and you know, it's a family thing when you get your whole family involved in it, and you see the greatness that comes from it. That's what it's all about.
Awesome.
You know, I love this, Rick. Tell me, where can my listeners find out more information and find the show in their area?
Yeah, awesome. It's on the Fox regional affiliates. It's airing about 150 times a month on the 11 regions. So DirecTV and Dish, you pull up Power of Sports and you'll see the local listings, DVR it or watch it. Power of Sports Television, Power of Sports TV, Beyond the Scoreboard, we talked about at Rick Haro, Rick Haro, Facebook, and also harosports.com. You can find it anywhere.
I love it. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you very much as well. Bye-bye.
I look forward to talking to you again. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us here in our first hour. And, of course, we have a whole nother hour with some amazing guests. And, of course, I end all of our show with a moment of happiness. Let our New Year resolution be this. We will be there for one another as a fellow members of humanity in the finest sense of the word. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.